So somebody wrote in, they want to know if they're the butthole.
Okay. They probably are. Let's find out.
Yeah, this one's interesting. This is not like anything we've had before.
Okay.
So my buddy says I'm the butthole, and I've heard you guys talk about this, and I know everyone you read, they're almost always the butthole. So here we go.
Yeah.
I need to know if what I did is disrespectful, or as one friend said, a form of cheating, or another just makes me a butthole, or it's fine.
So multiple friends have put you in the butthole corner, so... Yeah, okay.
Well, it's not looking good.
It's not a great start.
Like the deck is stacked a little bit, but that doesn't mean the friends are right.
No, it doesn't.
I had a very realistic dream that involved an ex.
Okay.
It was an ex that I dated briefly.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
But in it, she came back to me and wanted to hook up.
Okay.
And it started happening in the dream.
Yeah.
I obviously wasn't making it happen in the dream. This is not someone I talk about. This is not someone I have been following on social media. It's not someone that I fantasize about. I love my wife dearly.
Yeah, these things happen sometimes. Brains are weird.
But the dream was fantastic.
Okay.
But also not long enough. Hmm. So I woke up flabbergasted that that dream had happened and that it was so realistic.
Yeah.
And that I was so interested.
Yes.
In said dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was hard not to think about.
So I woke my wife up because I really had one burning inside.
Yeah. Okay.
But I didn't tell her how it had started.
And nor should you have.
No.
That would make you a problem. Mm-hmm. Is it cheating on my wife that I was turned on by an ex in a dream? Because one person says, if you have sex with your wife while turned on by an ex or anyone else, it's sort of an affair. Or am I just the butthole for taking advantage of the situation?
It's not an affair.
It's not an affair.
No.
It's definitely not an affair.
I mean, you're having a couple of impure thoughts and, you know, it happened, but
involuntary.
You also woke up horny.
Yeah, you're human, and I guarantee you your wife has probably thought of things that have, like, gotten her a little riled up before and also gotten herself there with the thoughts of other people, maybe. I think she's probably human, and I wouldn't tell her.
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't suggest that.
I wouldn't
that.
Have told your friends.
I also don't think you should beat yourself
wouldn't
up.
Wouldn't have told us?
Yeah. These are relationships I don't understand.
We don't always, like, when you wake up horny, because you don't remember all your dreams when that happens, you don't always know why it was.
Yeah, and the last thing I do is, like, call Freebeer and say, hey, man, guess what happened in my dream?
That'd be so weird. It might happen here, but only if it was funny. Never because you're like, Ed, was it wrong for me then to want to do it?
I mean, it would be funny if you go, hey, guys, is it weird that I woke up aroused because I was dreaming about garbage and then I did it? Like, I don't know. Yeah, that's weird.
It made me really want my wife.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But, yeah, these are things you don't have to tell everyone things that, you know, that happens in your brain.
Right. I think that's the only way it's hurtful to your significant other.
Yeah, I think you're only a butthole because you opened your mouth. Mm-hmm. We all have weird dreams sometimes.
Yes.
We all have had, I don't know, strange things that may have triggered an arousal that doesn't mean that we want to cheat, but has gotten us to the point where we go, I sure would like to have sex right now, though.
Like the time you saw somebody who looked a little bit like Tomb Raider at Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
For example.
I mean, that happens a lot. So many people look like the girl from Tomb Raider or at the Ace I go to.
If it did, though, you'd be like,
yeah.
This text, that's like watching porn. Some people think watching porn is cheating. Is it okay to watch porn and get all riled up and go to your significant other?
It's not like watching porn, because watching porn is an active thing. Like,
a choice.
You did that on purpose. This guy just had a dream. His brain did a thing. And then he woke up horny.
Text from West Michigan. I don't care if my wife gets turned on by watching the movie Aquaman or using Aquafresh toothpaste. I'm still going to have sex with her and be delighted it's happening.
Yeah. I mean, people get triggered in weird ways.
Any port in a storm kind of context.
Yeah.
Well, that was easy.
So, no.
I don't know why your friends thought that was, like, did they think you should just roll over and, you know, flick the end of it a few times and go back to sleep?
Stop it. You stop it.
Yeah. I mean, it was already there. So, you know, you were probably going to do it with her or go take care of it on your own. So you might as well.
Y'all ever done that?
Have some fun.
Whispered for your boner to go away?
Whispered for it to go away?
No, no.
Or lightly flicked it to be like, stop it. Please go away. Go away.
I've actively tried to, you know. diminish the thoughts that would keep it interested. Yeah.
I have
while thinking of new thoughts that would make it uninterested.
Why
I've done
the
that.
Barney song getting me all revved up. Yeah. No, stop.
But yeah, you got to be careful. You don't, it doesn't reverse the feed and all of a sudden, what, you know, the tail wags the dog.
Right. You're thinking about
now
it so much to go away. It's just getting worse.
Now
oh,
all of a
no.
sudden you're turned on by a smell in the air you didn't expect to be turned on by or something.
Honestly,
I don't know.
The only time I ever want it to actively go away, though, is when I'm trying to use the bathroom and it's pointing in the wrong direction.
That is, yeah.
I got to do
and
like
you go,
a handstand.
Oh, man, I really got to go, but all right, I'm going to have to wait a second here. Come on, man. Yeah. Help me out.
That's no fun.
No. That sounds terrible.
Is there a female equivalent of that?
No, I don't think so.
Probably not.
I mean, there are definitely times where I'm like, why am I turned on by, like, Aladdin? Well, that's so weird. He's a cartoon character.
Yeah, but when you're turned on, your vagina doesn't point a different direction, does it?
No, it doesn't. I wish.
That would be really
are
weird.
Are you kidding
yeah.
me? That'd be amazing.
Well, look at this thing. It swung all the way around to the back.
Mm-hmm. That was unexpected.
That'd be a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wouldn't, because then we'd all be used to it, but you get the idea.